It's interesting how this is the only gospel of the four that has this miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead, this miracle which is really perhaps the most astounding one of all the miracles that our Lord had worked. And it's only one gospel that records this, and St. John goes into great depths and into explaining it, as we see. And it really shows the divinity of our Lord, how our Lord not only raises someone from the dead, as Elias had done, Elisha had done, and other prophets have done, and our Lord did other raisings from the dead. But this was the most exceptional, because our Lord raises someone who had been in the tomb for 4 days, and they believed at that time, perhaps even today in science, that it is around the third or fourth day that somebody's body starts to decompose. And so our Lord and God, we know, created all things out of nothing, but here our Lord not only creates something and brings to life something out of corruption. So this was the most astounding miracle, and caused so many of the Jews to believe, and confirmed the faith of the disciples, and confirms our faith too. But we see the Pharisees and many of the Jews still, even after this great, stupendous miracle, still didn't believe, but still wanted to put Jesus to death. They wanted nothing to do with our Lord. And in addition to that, they wanted to kill Lazarus too, because just seeing him after his death brought many people to believe in Jesus and his divinity, that he was the Messiah, the Son of God. And so we see the hard-heartedness of people, and how true it is that our Lord said that even if someone should come from the boat of the dead, they still wouldn't believe. But belief is from the heart. It's from the heart. It's not from the sight and seeing astounding things, but it's from the heart. And we need to believe from there, from the inside out, not from the surface, superficial, outstanding, amazing miracles. We don't want to believe from that. We want to believe from the heart, the goodness of Jesus, his compassion, his kindness, his holiness of life, the goodness and wisdom of his teaching. These are the things that we hold on to, because they are true, and they are profound, and they are good, they are right, they are full of love for God and for men. And these things are the things that should move our heart and change us and change our lives and make us believe in the divinity of Jesus and in the truth of his teachings and to live by them. So we should take from this miracle this belief in our Lord and to let it change our life even more deeper, and let us conform our life more and more to the teachings of Jesus and to believe in his divinity. And all that he teaches us, and all that he left for us in the church and in the sacraments, in our faith. Let us be confirmed in our faith with this, but especially through continual prayer, continual union with God in prayer, and continual intimate union with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, through Our Lady, who makes us stronger, more intimately united to our Lord. Let us be intimately united to her as well, so that we can believe more strongly in our Lord and in our faith.
Misericordes oculos, a nos